When building a brand and business, you need a tool that's not just for the boardroom, but it can be a game changer in our everyday lives. It's actually one of my favorites, the SWOT analysis. While it can sound a lot like business jargon, trust me, it's more than that. From identifying strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats in everything from your career to your personal growth plans, you can use this simple framework to make better decisions, overcome challenges, and seize opportunities you might not have even noticed. Whether you're looking to level up professionally or just get a little more organized, today we're talking all about it.
I'm Peachy Williams, the Brand Voice Builder. As a business owner, I understand that building a brand doesn't happen overnight. It's all about positioning yourself to build, brand, and grow. If you're an entrepreneur or one in the making, you're in the right place. Let's get into it. Life, business, and SWOT analysis. It doesn't matter if you're running a startup, scaling a corporate ladder, or just trying to personally level up. Knowing how to do different types of SWOT analysis can be your secret weapon. So, what's this SWOT thing all about? I compare it to a treasure map that helps you find where X marks the spot. Just in case you didn't know, SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. It's almost like having a heart-to-heart with your business or yourself. Let's break it down a little further. Strengths. These are your superpowers. Strengths are the core competencies and resources that give you or your business a competitive advantage. Consider them superpowers, the unique abilities that allow you to excel and stand out in a crowd. For individuals, strengths could be exceptional communication skills, a knack for problem solving, or an innate ability to inspire others. In business, strengths might manifest as a robust R&D department, a loyal customer base, or a brand that's recognized for quality. Recognizing these strengths enables you to play to your advantages, aligning efforts where you can shine the brightest. Weaknesses, the kryptonite you need to watch out for. Every hero has a weakness, and in the SWOT framework, acknowledging these vulnerabilities is crucial. Weaknesses are internal factors that detract from your strengths or capabilities. These could be skill gaps, resource limitations, or areas where competitors have the edge. For an individual, it might be procrastination or fear of public speaking. For a business, weaknesses could include a weak online presence or inefficient processes. Identifying those weaknesses isn't about self-criticism, but it's about understanding where improvements can be made to mitigate your risks. Opportunities. Let's think of those as lucky breaks and chances ripe for the taking. Opportunities are external factors that you can leverage to grow and advance. They're the lucky breaks, the open doors inviting you to step through to new heights. In personal growth, opportunities might come in the form of a mentorship offer, a new job opening, or access to further education. For business, it could be an emerging market trend, technological advancements, or changes in consumer behavior that opens up new markets. Spotting these opportunities requires staying informed and being ready to pivot or adapt your strategies to seize them at a moment's notice. Let's get into threats. Threats can be likened to those irritating challenges that lurk in the shadows. They're external challenges or obstacles that pose risks to your success. They lurk in the shadows, sometimes unnoticed until they're right there in your face. For individuals, threats could include job market changes that endanger your position or new tech that makes your skills less in demand. For businesses, threats might be a new competitor, regulatory changes, or economic downturns. Recognizing these threats allows for proactive planning to avoid or minimize the impact. So what about SWOT analysis at work? Why should companies even care about SWOT? You know why? Because it's like a GPS for navigating the business world. It helps you zoom in on what makes you special. SWOT analysis helps companies identify what makes them unique in their industry. It's all about understanding your value proposition and how it differentiates you from the competition. This could be anything from tech that you patent, superior customer service, or a highly skilled workforce. And knowing this allows a business to focus its marketing and development efforts on highlighting and enhancing your unique selling points. Companies should also care about SWOT because it helps them spot ways to outmaneuver the competition. By using a SWOT analysis, businesses can identify not just their own strengths and weaknesses, but also those of their competitors. This knowledge provides insight into where competitors are vulnerable and how a business can position itself advantageously in the market. The strategies might involve targeting underserved market segments or innovative product offerings, or even improving your customer experiences in ways your competitors don't. It also helps dodge potential pitfalls. A great SWOT analysis highlights potential internal weaknesses and external threats that could derail success if you don't address it. When you identify these risks early on, your business can develop contingency plans to mitigate those risks. This might involve diversifying income streams that will protect you against any volatile markets, investing in employee training to make sure there are no lost skill gaps, or even improving your operational efficiencies to reduce costs. And finally, your SWOT analysis can help you jump on golden opportunities. Let's not forget, you may have many opportunities that have been overlooked or even undervalued. By understanding the landscape through a SWOT lens, your business can identify trends and changes to capitalize on. This proactive approach enables companies to be first in exploiting new market opportunities or quickly adapting to any shifts in consumer preferences. Now, here's a great example of a company that leveled up after doing a SWOT analysis. We'll call this company SolarTech. They faced stiff competition and market challenges, but when they conducted a SWOT analysis, they identified their high-quality products and commitment to sustainability as key strengths. They also recognized their high price points and limited marketing as weaknesses. The growing demand for green energy represented an opportunity, while aggressive pricing by their competitors was a significant threat. When they focused their strengths and opportunities together, SolarTech shifted its strategy from competing on price to leveraging their reputation for quality and eco-friendliness. Then they targeted the niche markets willing to pay a premium for sustainable products, and they partnered with local businesses to reduce their costs. When they became strategic, they were able to pivot and carve out a sustainable position in the market while increasing profitability.
Ready to stay tapped into the Color Me brand family? Join our mailing list where you'll get all the info on the podcast, newsletters, and more. Join at bit.ly/colormail today.
So you see, a SWOT analysis is more than just a tool to evaluate things. It's a strategic compass guiding businesses and individuals towards sustained growth and success by leveraging their strengths, addressing weaknesses, seizing opportunities, and mitigating threats. But when you get to the personal touch of SWOT analysis, you'll realize that a SWOT analysis isn't just for companies building brands. It's also for looking in the mirror. And here's why you should think about it personally. One, it boosts your self-awareness batteries. Two, it can be your personal career coach. Three, it sets up signposts for your personal goals. And four, it gets you ready for those curveballs we all encounter in life, right? So how can you actually master your SWOT moves? For businesses, you're going to rally your troops because more brains equals to better insights. Mobilizing your collective intelligence of your team can give you insights that might otherwise remain obscure. Encourage open dialogue and brainstorming sessions where everyone from various departments can actually contribute their perspectives. When you diversify thought and experience, this enriches your SWOT analysis and it ensures a comprehensive understanding of your entire business landscape. You also need to do your homework. Know your stuff inside out. Now, when you have a thorough SWOT analysis, you gain a deep understanding of your internal operations and the external market environment. This involves research into your company's processes, the market trends, customer feedback, and the competitive landscape. The more informed you are, the more accurate and actionable your SWOT analysis becomes. Now, when you think of a SWOT analysis for your business, think about blue sky thinking. That means you're going to jot down everything that comes to mind. When you're brainstorming, you should adopt that blue sky thinking approach because no idea is too far-fetched. I encourage creative and out-of-the-box thinking, and I want you to document all your thoughts and suggestions without judgment, without filtering, just write it all down. This way, you'll find innovative solutions and opportunities that you may miss if you try to be restrained in how you think. You also need to zero in what really matters. Once you gather all those insights, you want to think of the ones that have the most impact. Prioritize your issues based on their potential effect on your business. Focus on your strengths that you can leverage effectively. Focus on the weaknesses that need urgent attention, the opportunities with the most growth potential, and any threats that pose the greatest risk. Then it's strategy time. Use what you've learned to make killer plans. With a refined list of critical SWOT elements, you can develop strategic plans that actually capitalize on your strengths, address those weaknesses, seize opportunities, and mitigate any threats. Effective strategies are specific, actionable, and measurable, with clear steps and benchmarks for success. Now, when we talk about personal SWOTs, for individuals, think about quiet time and get real with yourself about pluses and minuses. Set aside some uninterrupted time for self-reflection to honestly assess your strengths and weaknesses. This introspection requires an open and receptive mindset, free from self-judgment. Understanding your areas of proficiency and those needing improvements is crucial for personal development. You also want to ask around and get other people's take on you. When you have external feedback, you can get a good introspection on what other people think. Reaching out to friends, family, and colleagues to gain insights into how others perceive your strengths and weaknesses is important. This can highlight aspects of yourself that you may be too close to really see. Then you want to match it up. See how you stack up against your dreams and plans. Compare your current skills against the requirements of your goals or the things that you dream about. Identifying this gap helps you understand what you need to work on to make those dreams and aspirations a reality. You want to align your personal development efforts with your long-term objectives, right? And finally, blueprint it, chart it out, your personal or career growth steps. This is when you can develop a detailed action plan based on your SWOT analysis, and it helps outline specific steps for personal or career growth. Your plan should include short-term and long-term goals, milestones for tracking progress, and resources or activities that aid in development. So, as we wrap it up, I want to leave you with a few hacks to consider. One, keep it real. Take off those rose-colored glasses. Approach your SWOT analysis for business and personal with honesty and objectivity. When you overestimate your strengths or underplay your weaknesses, you can derail your plans. So be realistic in your assessment to effectively have good strategy development. Also, go wide. Think about all the things that could affect you personally or your business. There are so many factors that could impact your personal development or your business growth. This is tech changes, the dynamics of the market, personal life changes, or even global economic trends. Don't leave anything to chance. Then I want you to do regular check-ins with your SWAT to stay sharp. Things change almost daily, right? And you're changing as a person. So by revisiting and updating your SWOT analysis on a regular basis, this ensures that your strategies remain relevant and effective as you address current challenges and seize new opportunities. And finally, use it as a compass, not a map. The SWOT is there to guide you, not set things in stone. Your SWOT analysis should provide direction for growth and improvement, but it's important to remain flexible. Use it kind of like as a guide to navigate through your personal or business journey, but be ready to adapt as things evolve. Once you master these SWOT moves, as a business and as an individual, you can position yourself for sustained success. You'll be well equipped to navigate both challenges and opportunities with confidence and strategic foresight. Think of this as more than just homework. Think of this as a secret strategy layer for success. And as you make it a habit to do the SWOT, you're going to better position yourself to make choices that can actually make a difference. It's time to turn those weaknesses into power and transform threats into launchpads. Here's to figuring it out to build a successful brand. Don't forget to like and subscribe on the platforms you're listening on if you like the content, and share this with anyone you feel needs this message. You can also sign up for the newsletter, notifying you when the next episode drops. Until next time, keep creating, keep building, keep thriving, and watch your brand grow.